Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Mark 8:22. And he cometh, Jesus cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought Jesus to touch the blind man. So we'll cover the blind man in Mark 8 in a little bit, but let me back up and review a little bit about a man born blind in John chapter 9, verse 1. The blind man from birth in the temple. As Jesus passed by and he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And make a long story short, Jesus spat on the ground, he spit on the ground, made clay of spittle.
Yes, sir.
Remember that? Spit. He spat on the ground.
Right.
And made clay of spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Okay?
Right.
He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. He did. The neighbors therefore, in John 8 and 9 and 8, and they which had seen him that was blind said, and they which had before had seen him, knew he was blind, born blind, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But the blind man healed said, I am he. I am he. Therefore, watch this. They ask him over and over and over again. He has to go through it over and over and over again. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes, spit on the clay, anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received my sight. They ask him over and over and over again. He has to go through it over and over and over again. So, make a long story short, let's take up now in John 9:24.
Yes, sir.
Then again called they the man that was blind from his birth and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. You praise God, don't praise Jesus. Well, Jesus is God. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I don't know. I know not. One thing I do know, once I was blind now, see, then they said unto him again, that's five times I think, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered, I have told you already, you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples if I tell you something about it? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow that you call Jesus, we know not from whence he is. This man answered and said unto him, why herein is a marvelous thing, the blind man said, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know, John 9:31, that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God, and doeth his will, God heareth him.
Amen.
John 9:32, since the world began, since the whole world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? It's never been known. Remember that, what I just said.
Okay.
If this man were not of God, he could do nothing, the boy said. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out of the synagogue. Right? John 9:35, when Jesus heard they cast him out of the synagogue, Jesus came and found him and said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord? I don't know who he is, that I might believe on him. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. I'm him. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Hallelujah. Now, blind man of Bethsaida, only found in Mark 8. Jesus passed by a blind man on the way to Bethsaida. He was healed by Jesus in two stages. Two. They bring a blind man to Jesus for Jesus to touch him. Mark 8:22, and he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. So two, as a result to the intent that he would come and touch him. Come and help Tomei attach himself to this blind man. Touch him. Fasten to him. Remember, when Jesus touches somebody that's in need, fire comes out of him and it touches the one in need. So he set this blind man on fire. The need of this blind man set Jesus, had the fire in him to rise up and touch the blind man, him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. I mean, what's going on here? Why lead the man out of town? Why did Jesus lead him out of town to do this miracle? Here are a few possible explanations. Jesus led the blind man out of the village of Bethsaida for several connected reasons relating to the town's unbelief. The need for private meeting or setting, need for the private setting to use the healing as a symbolic lesson for his disciples to see who would become apostles. Secondly, judgment of Bethsaida. Jesus had previously performed many miracles in Bethsaida, but the people remained unrepentant and spiritually blind. Didn't cause them to repent. So Jesus didn't want any interference. So by leading the man out, Jesus was making a statement of judgment, effectively withdrawing his blessings and not performing another miracle within the unrepentant city limits of Bethsaida. Avoiding crowds and seeking privacy, Jesus frequently attempted to keep his miracles private, away from the spotlight in many cases. His private interaction with the blind man was more intimate, more personal than performing a miracle publicly. Cultivating personal faith by taking the blind man, which was an act of individual care and compassion. Jesus fostered trust. He fathered the trust and built it up in him and focused the man's attention solely on him. Jesus said, keep your focus on me. Well, he is God. And away from his distractions of the blind man and potential skepticism of the crowd. So Jesus spat on his eyes and put his hands upon him and asked if he saw anything. Mark 8:23, and he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of town. He put his spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him and asked him if he saw aught. So he took him out. He took epilem ben amai, which means he seized him from injury. I'm going to take you out of this. He attained and laid hands upon him like a superimposition. He didn't say, would you come? He just said, come on here. He got him by the hand. Let's go. He just kind of superimposed. Let's get out of here. Taking you out of town. Right? Well, so Lambano took hold of him, took the blind man, physically blind, by the hand and led him, carried him forth and brought him out of town. Surely did. And when he had spit, and when Jesus had spit, and by the way, this word spit is spit, but it also comes from the word petamame, it means to fly, flying. So his spit flew to him. Spit on him. There's a flying of the spittle that comes out of your mouth. Right? And when he had spit on, indicating the point reached, his eyes, and it put epitithame, it means to impose, to lay upon, epi superimposition, his hands upon him like an imposition, superimposition. He asked him and said, do you see aught? Can you see anything? Do you see anything? Do you see any person? Do you see any object? Well, why saliva? Why did it take saliva? Come on, somebody. Why were his hands not just sufficient? Why did he put saliva? Why? I want to know why. Right? So back to the word saliva. Related to the word salve, salve. Salvation. Jesus said in Revelation 3:18, I count you to buy me gold tried in the fire, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see, that thou mayest see. Get the blind off of you, the spiritual blind. From the Latin common root word, salvus and salvio. From the common Latin root word, salvus, S-A-L-V-U-S, and salvio, S-A-L-V-E-O, meaning to be well, to be healthy, to be in good health, could also be used as a greeting. The same root for Spanish word, salud, S-L-U-D, meaning health or good health to you. Hey, good health to you. Salud, good health to you. The words could be used even to hail a deity and say hello. The verb salven, S-A-L-V-E-N, meant to treat or heal spiritually. The word salven meant to treat or heal spiritually. Another meaning of salve, salve, came from a Latin salvare, salvare, S-A-L-V-A-R-E, salvare, meaning fit for salvation. So the verb salven, S-A-V-L-V-E-N, meant to treat or heal spiritually. Another meaning for salve, 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 comes from a Latin salvare, salvare, S-A-L-V-A-R-E, meaning to fit, is fit for salvation. Through the years and cultures, all the words were interrelated, intertwined one way or the other. So again, all these words through all the years and cultures, all these words were interrelated, intertwined one way or the other. Some cultures begin to see saliva slash spitting. Some cultures begin to see saliva spitting as derogatory. Some cultures see saliva and spitting is derogatory. You see?
Yes, sir.
The Hebrews and Middle Eastern people would spit when they had said something bad. They would.
Yes, sir.
The Hebrews and Middle Eastern people would spit when they said something bad. The Jewish people associated saliva with good, both good healing and curative purposes. So the Jewish people, they associated saliva with both good and healing, curative purposes, and also with bad contempt and disgusting purposes. They saw the good and the bad. So the Hebrews of Middle Eastern people would spit when they said something bad, like the name of a false god, like an idol, if they said something. But they would spit so that they would cleanse their mouth of even saying these bad words. They did not want to swallow the name of an idol or bad thing. They wanted to spit it out. They did not want to swallow the name of an idol or bad things. If you swallowed, if you were taking that name into yourself. If you swallowed, it was as though you were taking that name into yourself, you were incorporating that idol into your soul. So instead, you would spit it out away from yourself. This was still an act of cleansing your being. Cleansing your being. The spitting itself, it was not dirty. The spitting itself was not dirty. It was just part of a process. Part of a process where you were rejecting evil and cleansing yourself. So the spitting out was not dirty. It was just a part of a process where you were rejecting evil and cleansing yourself. Also, saliva is derived, listen to this now, you ready? Where does it come from? You want to know where it comes from? So saliva is derived from your own blood. Your own blood. Saliva is derived from your own blood. Saliva has a liquid base produced by your body. Where does this fluid come from? So saliva is derived from your blood, your own blood. Saliva has a liquid base produced by your body. Where does this liquid come from? Some of the raw liquid materials come from your own blood.
Yes, sir.
And it's filtered by your body and recycled.
Yes,
some of these raw liquid materials come from your own blood and it's filtered out by body and recycled. Sent up through different systems and mixes with the products of your salivary glands,
Yes,
so sent back through different systems, mixes and produces of your salivary glands. So saliva is a filtrate. Saliva is a filtrate of your own blood. It's a filter.
Yes, sir.
like filtrate, which means a liquid which has passed through a filter, creating a cleaner product, making fluids clearer. So again, filtrate, a liquid which has passed through a filter to create cleaner products, making fluids clearer. So saliva is a filtrate of your own blood. Saliva is born from your very own blood. When Jesus spit on the clay, Holy Ghost. When Jesus spit on the clay, he made a salve for the blind man's eyes, thus healing him. When Jesus spit on the clay and made a salve for the blind man's eyes, thus healing him, it was a reminder. It was a reminder of the original act of creation. It was a reminder of the actual act of creation, the original act of creation. When God formed man of the dust of the ground, Genesis 2 and 7, and used water to mix, mold it into clay, which was eventually turned into living flesh. And after God breathed into it, into clay form, he became a living one. So Jesus, you hear this? Took the clay, God took the clay in the original act of creation. When God formed man out of the dust of the ground, Genesis 2 and 7, he used water to mix mold into clay over the ground, which eventually turned into living flesh after he breathed breath of life into that clay form. Jesus was reenacting original creation. Jesus was, hallelujah to God. Jesus was reenacting original creation, remaking the blind man's eyes like as at the beginning. Jesus was reenacting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Jesus was reenacting original creation, remaking the blind man's eyes like it's at the beginning. The blind man even referred all the way back to the creation of the world. The blind man even referred all the way back to the creation of the world when he brought up the fact that no man had ever opened blinded eyes before. Especially one born blind. John 9:32, the blind man since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? Never had heard it before. But this God, who became a son unto himself, came down and did this. Hallelujah. The blind man referred all the way back. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man had opened the eyes of one born blind? The healing saliva fluid from Jesus, the Son, God the Father, and the liquid of the Holy Ghost, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thus spake here the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost had not been given. Jesus had not been yet glorified. So the healing saliva fluid from Jesus, God the Son, God the Father, by the Holy Ghost, like living waters, mixed with mankind, the dust of the ground, brought healing, brought cleansing. The healing saliva fluid from Jesus, God the Son, God the Father, through the Holy Ghost out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, like the liquid, like flowing, mixed with mankind, the dust of the ground, brought healing, brought cleansing, brought anesthesia that takes away the pain, numbed the pain of all those years from him being rejected and the sorrow and the lack that they had mocked him being a beggar. This saliva brought healing, brought cleansing, brought anesthesia to take away the pain, numbed the pain of all the years of the rejection, the sorrow and the lack that was given this blind man since he was a beggar. But even more, knowing that saliva is derived from your own blood, even more, knowing that saliva is derived from your own blood, this was the first time that part of the blood kashomo of Jesus, this was the first time that part of the blood of Jesus was applied to mankind. This is the first time that a part of the blood of Jesus was applied to mankind, spit on the blind man's eyes. Hallelujah. The first time that a part of the blood of Jesus was applied to mankind. First time. Hallelujah. The saliva of Jesus was filtered out, was a filtered out mixture. The saliva of Jesus was a filtered out mixture that was produced from God the Son, Jesus' blood. Again, the saliva of Jesus was a filtered out mixture produced from the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus laid on top of human made of clay. The blood of Jesus laid on top of humankind made of clay, laid on top of the frailties of created man. Again, the blood of Jesus laid on top of humankind made of clay, made of clay in the beginning, laid on top of the frailties of created man. It was the first time, again, that a part of the blood of Jesus was applied to fallen man's infirmities. Physical infirmities. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
Not only frailties of the soul, physical infirmities. It was the first time also that this part of the blood of Jesus was applied to frail, fallen man's infirmities. Salvation comes from the blood of Jesus. Just as salvation comes from the blood of Jesus, just as salvation comes from the blood of Jesus. All of these reasons do apply to explain why Jesus used his own saliva. All of these reasons do apply to explain why Jesus used his own saliva as a physical agent of healing the blind man's eyes. Again, all of these reasons do apply to explain why Jesus used his own saliva as a physical agent in the healing of the blind man's eyes. The blind man's first response, see, I said that Jesus said, "What do you see?" I never finished it. I'm going to jump back into it now. Remember? See, he spat on his eyes and said, "What do you see?" So I took a pause. I explained saliva then for all the time. Now I'm going to come back to the scripture. You hear? So, the blind man's first response, Jesus said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see a man walking his trees." Well, he had never seen before in his whole life, but he had heard that a tree was tall. He had heard a man could be tall, upright, standing upright. So in his mind, he heard that trees were upright, tall, upright. A man walks upright. And so what he said, the blind man's first response, "I see man as trees walking." He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town, remember? When he spat on his eyes, he put his hands upon him. He asked him, "What do you see? What do you see, y'all? You see a person? See anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking. I see men as trees walking." Blind man had heard a tree. He could picture it in his mind. And he looked up and said, looked at him and said, "I see men as trees walking." Well, business is picking up. I said, business is picking up.
Yes,
he had heard of trees, never seen one, but he saw it. Okay, I can see a tree, and I see men walking like trees, walking as trees, men walking as in that same line of trees walking. So there it was. So he saw men walking as trees, but he couldn't see totally clearly. Amen?
Yes.
So if you come and tried, and you still don't have it clearly, sometimes Jesus has to lay his hands on you again. Sometimes Jesus has to lay his hands on you again. Sometimes he has to lay his hands on you again. Don't give up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So sometimes Jesus has to lay his hands on you again to be healed. Jesus laid hands upon the blind man again. The blind man was asked again and again and again. And the first blind man, remember what happened? So Jesus he said, "You see blind men walking around the trees? Hey, wait a minute. laid his hand on him again, right? So sometimes Jesus had to lay his hands upon you again to be healed. Jesus laid his hands upon the blind man's eyes again, and he was restored and saw every man and everybody clearly. After that, Mark 8:25, after that he put his hands upon his eyes and made him look. Remember, he had spit on them. He put clay, he had spit on his eyes. And he was restored and saw every man clearly after that, over and over. Every man clearly, on oscillatory, again, again. Therefore, furthermore. Two stages of this healing. Two stages, he was restored. His word restore, like to reconstitute, to build again from parts that are there.
Yes, sir.
Had his eyes, but he couldn't see. He had eyeballs.
Yes, sir.
He saw every man clearly. In a far shining manner, plainly and clearly. He touched him again.
Amen.
Well, if you don't get it the first time, come back the second time.
Amen.
Again and again. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. God has not quit. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep coming back. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. Don't come out of God. Jesus said, the Bible said, Jesus stood still. Stopped and called him to him, said, "What would you have me to do unto thee? What would you have me to do unto thee? What would you have me that my blinded eyes be opened?"
Right.
Well, if you ask, "What would you have me to do unto thee?" He'll touch you again.
Right.
He'll touch you again. 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 Hallelujah. Touch you again. He'll touch you again. He will touch you again. Touch you again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch him again. Keep on reaching for it. Don't stop. Keep on. Hallelujah. Touch him again. God touched him again. Jesus touched him again. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.